Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
The beautiful feisty Mexican strikes again. In this episode, entitled The Scandals, plural, we have some interesting new developments. I think we should get into mine and then yours, and then the ghost episode.
Yeah.
Or not the ghost episode.
A follow-up on the ghost.
Yes, the ghost. His name is Casper. He is pretty pale looking, but
kind of friendly.
Yeah, kind of friendly. Sometimes he can be a bit of a ghost. So, and at the end, if you guys want to chime in on Twitter or email us your thoughts, we'll feature it in our next episode, and maybe you guys can be part of the conversation and maybe help us see a different point of view, which we are way more than open to. So, without further ado, you can hear our dog probably drinking water in the background. Sydney, beautiful pup. All right, so here we go. So the first one we are talking about is, which one? Mine? Yours?
Yeah, here. Well, it's both ours, but Adam, it's more about Adam and his.
Oh, yeah, because I said something that set someone off. Yeah. But
so start from the beginning.
All right, so we meet with this couple, the first and only couple that we've ever done anything with, and in that nature. And so we meet with them and we're at a bar before we go back and get it on. And we meet with them, we're having drinks, and she tells us about the early part of their relationship and about how she still at that moment was still playing separately with other
people.
Like she
has other boys in different cities, things like that. Like she's still
just not broads in Atlanta though. Although she could be a unicorn if she plays alone, because she is bisexual.
I don't know.
You know, because she went down on you first. Anyway, so I fucking hope not. So she could be a unicorn, but so we're grabbing drinks, and she proceeds to tell us that
she still plays with other people in different cities, like has other boyfriends, I guess.
Yes, kinda. And so with that being said, there was no other context given. There was, just that. And so under that, I feel like we had the right to assume that she still plays alone. So we go back to the hotel room, we all do the do, and then after the do, we talk maybe once every week and a half or so, which is fine. We're not expecting to be best friends with these people. And so recently, I believe it was yesterday, actually, we were all talking. I sent them a picture of Kelly that was very provocative, and she was all excited about it. The female half of the couple was very excited about it, and was really the only one responding. And the way the conversation was going was along the lines of, like, she wanted to participate. Am I wrong?
Not wrong.
And so I thought back and was like, babe, I kind of want to see if she wouldn't mind to play alone. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, just ask. Because we were both under the assumption that she still plays alone. And at no point in time had we been updated on that rule. And so I ask, and then the gentleman chimes in and is all upset and basically act like he's just going off. And if it was something along the lines of like me asking full well knowing that they don't play separate, then I understand that. But at the same time, the female, it admitted during this process of her boyfriend going off that they had changed their rules, and that they didn't communicate that to us. And so he's going off on me, and and I'm not even upset because I knew I wouldn't be seeing these people anymore. I just kind of wanted to at some point, but it's no big deal. But I just kind of feel like if you change the rules and you don't communicate that to your potential partners or even your past partners, then I feel like that's on you. And you shouldn't be upset with me. You should just say, hey, man, I appreciate the interest or something along those lines, but we've updated our rules and that's no longer something that we do. Mm-hmm. And I would appreciate it if you would respect that moving forward. And, and of course I would respect that, but that's not what happened. He just went off and, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like, and so this is what he said. I'm just going to read the message verbatim. So this is what Adam
said.
Are
we sure we want to do that and kind of get into, like, the nitty-gritty of everything?
I just want them to know, like, what was said and what caused this. Like, because I felt like you said it in a very, like, great and positive way. Like, you said it in the group chat. You weren't, like, messaging her
privately.
Yeah,
I didn't message her privately.
All of this was in a group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how you know boundaries and, like, know things. Like, you ask questions, and I feel like that's okay to ask questions.
I feel like it is, but if you know that something is off the table, then don't ask about it. But we didn't know that this was off the table because they had changed it after we had met up.
How would you know? How would you know? Like, yeah. Without asking.
Exactly.
First.
Exactly. So, or, like, them saying, well, I mean, they wouldn't have a reason to tell us out of the blue, but, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. You still want me to read it? Or
if you want to.
I do.
Okay. All right, then. All
right. So this is what Adam said. I don't want to go outside your boundaries, but if the guy isn't available to hang out sometimes, are you available to play alone? If that's not fine, I'm just wondering and completely understand either way. Like, he was asking an open-ended question, like, not being rude about it. I thought he was being, like, nice about it, honestly. So this is his reply, the guy's reply, okay? And we're all in this group chat together, all four of us. He said, since I'm copied on this exchange, let me answer the question and give you some free advice. Playing together is something we do together. The fact that you would even suggest what you're suggesting shows a clear lack of respect. You don't do that ever under any circumstances. So, the fact that he would say this and his response is just like, it shows a little bit of jealousy, I feel like. Like, we didn't know this was off the table. Like, they never said that.
Yeah.
Okay? Ever.
And honestly, she's not mentioned anywhere on his SLS profile, which is how he initiated contact with us in the first place.
Yeah. And Adam goes on to say, like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I really do apologize. And he just goes a little bit on about how offensive that is. And it's just...
Well, read what she said.
Well, okay, so this is what she said.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry this all came to a head. The impression y'all had was not off, but as of late, we have changed our terms of agreement and are not single playing. I'm sorry for the confusion on my half. And Adam goes on to say, well, I'm sorry. We didn't know you two had updated your terms of agreement. I was only trying to be clear and respectful by asking based off of the conversation that we had at the bar. I would never intentionally offend you guys. And then she goes on to say, it's really fine, just learning, okay, but I do see Jonathan's side of things.
Which, if you can see...
Sorry.
She said his name. Anyway, feel free to ignore that. I'll see if I can edit that in post. But with that all being said, if you guys can help us see Jonathan's point of view, please do. Because I would love to understand this more, because we are new. We are very new to this. They are the first and only couple that we've been with.
Yeah.
And so, if there's something that we are missing, please let us know. After his last response, which was next, saying, I forget what it was, but...
Oh, like, thanks for my better half for clearing this stuff up and chiming in, things like that.
Oh, yeah. So after that, I just said, you know, thanks, guys. We really enjoyed our night together, but we're going to move forward in a different way. Mm-hmm. Wish you guys the best. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So that is, as of right now, over. It's been a little over 24 hours, and they haven't responded, and I mm-hmm. don't expect them to, and that's fine. But it's just, it's baffled me a little bit, because we've never been in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I've never asked someone to sleep with their other partner, but I don't know, it's just I'm a little thrown off, because one, she's not mentioned anywhere on their SLS profile, and it wasn't until a couple messages in that he told us that he has a partner that he plays with.
Mm-hmm.
So partner that he plays with, I feel like, is different than a girlfriend
or wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then additionally to that, it's the fact that she mentioned that she plays separately when we were out at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And never gave us any more context than that. Never said, but we don't do that anymore. We updated our terms of agreements. Never said any of that. And so you know, month or so after we all do it, you know, it's the conversation is going in the way of single play, and then I ask about it and it blows up in my face. And so, you know, I apologize to these people if I really did offend them. And I, again, I had no intentions of doing that. And I think that's clear. But it just, it's sad because it seemed like we all had such a good time and got along pretty well up until that point.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I agree. Like, we, I don't know. I can't see his point. Like, how are we supposed to read his mind?
I mean, the only thing that I can think of really is that, you know, maybe they actually did update their terms before we all met, but they never communicated that it was off the table. But I don't know. Maybe we should have asked. Well, if we would have asked, it's blown up again.
Yeah, exactly. So, asking is how you know. Like, you have to ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, like, you know, if a single guy comes up to us in the messages and says, does she play alone? Mm-hmm. I mean, we typically have, like, a negative response to that, don't we?
No. I mean, I think you do. Like, you're supposed to, I feel like, politely say, hey, we're a couple, we like to play together, I'm sorry, but we don't, like, play separate. Yeah, I feel like when your initial reaction is like, I don't even want to consider this guy.
I think
that's your initial reaction.
It might be a little like
jealousy.
Yeah, maybe. But at the same time, it's also like our boundaries are like, no, we only play together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know. There's sometimes where I've had a very negative reaction, but it's mostly just the way that they ask. And it's, you know, like if they say, I'm only here to talk to the girl. Or something like that, then I'm like, no, fuck off. But if it's something like, hey, you know, I'd really like to play with your wife, whatever, does she play separate?
Mm-hmm.
No, we play together. And I know that I've had peaceful reactions like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have. So I think it's just how you ask.
Yeah.
And I feel like how I ask would be how I would want to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, we just started, like, chatting separately with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys who we're going to talk about later asked me, straight up, he private messaged me and said, hey, would you mind if I messaged Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, yeah, go ahead, because we had discussed doing that, and we were fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only reason I had to think about it for a minute was because I was initially a little bit jealous, but then I remembered that you had already done that, and then I was like, well, that's fine, because that's what we had talked about.
Yep.
And I trust you. So it's, you know, so I asked him how I would want to be asked, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully, politely, open-ended, so that way, like, it's not, like, assuming anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it backfired. It totally did. So I don't know if you guys can help us see this point of view of this gentleman, you know, please do, because we don't want to make that mistake again. We don't want to make anyone.
Yeah. We don't want to be rude or inconsiderate. We want to do this right, but we're also new, so we don't know.
Yeah. So ignorance is bliss, but like at the same time, it's our first experience with that. So, you know, but again, the only thing I can think of is like maybe they updated their terms before we met. But I feel like if she's going to tell us that she plays alone, then she probably should have also said, but I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of ended it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like, it also kind of throws me through a loop because she's not anywhere on his SLS profile. His SLS profile is of a single man.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Again, guys, just let us know on Twitter or email or Facebook or whatever, and maybe you'll be featured in our next podcast. So please let us know. We did reach out to a few friends, and they said that the guy was just being a douche and I did everything right. So thank you, shout out to you guys for that advice. You know, but again, if you guys have anything else that you guys want to chime in, please do. And I want to see his point of view really badly, because I'm the kind of person that tries to put myself in other people's shoes to understand other people. So how do you feel about that, babe?
I agree.
You want to, what is that song? On to the next, on to the next.
I don't Okay, so my turn.
Kanye song.
Adam kind of led the way into this. So he mentioned the guy messaged Adam privately, asking to message me.
We gonna call this mug Mr. C.
Mr. C.
Mr. C.
Mr. C is married.
He is married.
Okay, so Adam found him on a website. Because Adam's like the one who vets people for us and like shows me.
Ironically, because I'm also a veterinarian.
No, he's not. And so we found this couple. They're married. They're our same age, which is great because we've not met a lot of people in the lifestyle our age.
We're pretty young.
Yeah.
25 and 26.
Yeah, we are pretty young.
Not that we discriminate against older ages. I mean, yeah. We're both into older people.
Yeah, for sure. So Adam found them, started chatting with them. The guy was really friendly and nice and like down with all of this. Then he added his wife. His wife was not as communicative.
I feel like you're speeding. So like me and him and like he added me to. We started talking.
Uh huh.
Me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add you almost instantaneously because at the time that's how we did it.
Yep.
Because this was so long ago. It was like last week.
Yeah.
And then I add you, mm-hmm. and then we all, mostly me and him, start sharing pictures.
Pictures.
Nudies included.
Yeah, of each other, like of their partners, like of me and his wife.
And disclaimer, Kelly and I have a photo album that is full of pictures that I'm allowed to share.
Yeah, that are pre-approved by me.
That are pre-approved by her. That I can share with other people. So it's not like I'm sharing pictures she doesn't want me to share.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So we were all exchanging nudes. And dirty talking a little bit. And then, what was it, like the next day and a half, he added his wife.
Mm-hmm. And he was telling us that she was super busy, taking this important test for her career. So she wasn't as talkative, which is understandable. And
says the studious person.
I know. And then he was telling us that hopefully his wife will get on here and chat soon. And yada, yada, yada. I was at work when she first messaged in the group chat, okay?
She works nights. Kelly works nights.
Yes, I do work nights. And one of her very first message was like how they met and stuff. Which was real cute, and I was commenting on it, saying how sweet and kind it was. And I felt like she asked a couple questions of me, like, I felt like she was being very blunt, not as friendly as I was.
She just,
so like, that kind of, like, raised a little baby red flag
for me. Like, she kind of asked our age or something, yeah, and then she asked if we had any kids, which we don't. We do. We have 3 fur babies.
Yeah. So.
She was jealous of our fur babies.
So I felt like she wasn't as friendly as I was, because I'm, like, super nice, and I put a lot of emojis, like, I try to be...
The thing about Kelly is, if you dislike Kelly, it's on you, because I have yet to meet a single person who was not on drugs that did not like Kelly.
So, yeah. So, I already had a baby red flag up. I was like, oh, maybe she's not as into us as we are into him and stuff. I don't know. So, then he messages Adam.
And says, hey, brethren. Mind if I talk to your fiance?
Yeah.
And I was like, show, buddy. Go right on ahead.
So Adam gave his blessing, and he messaged me today, actually. And gave
all this
me,
happened today.
Yeah.
Like, this little part.
And gave me, like, a really sweet compliment. And, well, it was a dirty compliment that I took as sweet, okay? Because I...
He basically said he was about to come to her. Which, that to Kelly is like... the equivalent of telling a normal, non-kinky person that they're beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so... oh, love it. So, then we started, like... I started sending some pictures of myself, because I thought I was... I think I'm cute. So, of course, I'm going to show it off.
I wish you wouldn't think that you're cute. I wish you'd just fucking know it.
I knew that I'm cute, okay?
I wish you'd also know that you're fucking gorgeous and perfect.
All right, so I started sending some pictures... starting getting a little bit naughty, and we started dirty talking a bit, which is something I've been trying to practice on because I know my dirty talk sucks, okay?
You can't dirty talk. Like, a year ago, your version of dirty talk was, like, maybe, like, a sentence, and then you would laugh.
Yeah. Like, it's so hard. So I tried by, like, doing it through, like, texting and stuff. Like, it's a little bit impersonal. You're not, like, right there in the moment. No pressure.
Sidebar. Last week, you tried really hard to dirty talk this one guy, and how you did it was...
I Googled how to dirty talk, okay? And I was taking little, like, snippets of, like, conversations and, like, sentences. So I think I'm getting a little bit better, okay? I didn't Google this conversation, though. Okay.
I read it all, and I had a boner.
Yep.
I came back in here, and you rewarded me handsomely.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we were dirty talking, and that's this guy's thing, is when he told me, like, he gets off on dirty talks. I guess. And I thought we were doing really good.
And, like, another little bit of background information. This couple said no vaginal penetration.
Yeah. So, of our dirty talks, it actually got to the point where, like, even, like, I said I wanted his dick inside me or something like that. And
I think he was the first one that said, what was a red flag to me was that he said, between me, you, and Adam, want your pussy on my cock or something like that.
Yeah. So, that was a red flag for Adam. And for me, I'm just thinking this is all dirty talk. Like, this is not something we're ever going to do. Because that's one of their boundaries is no vaginal penetration. And
like
we were okay with that.
From now on, like, if they bring, like, dirty talk something that's out of their boundaries, mm-hmm. I feel like we should, like, squash it.
See, right then and there. It's all fantasy, though. Like, it's not...
Okay. Like, maybe I have a fantasy about cheating on someone. I mean,
cheating it's just a fantasy, on though.
You with someone.
Fantasy.
But I'm not going to, like, talk to someone about it. Because then, well, that one's maybe a little extreme. But at the same time, these two probably go hand in hand.
I don't know. Okay, so continuing my story. Stop interrupting me. So we continue dirty talk. All this stuff. And, like, near the end, he's telling me that if I'm going to tell Adam about this. And, of course... I'm going to tell Adam about this because I...
She, like, pulled me aside and was like, yo, bitch, read my messages.
Yeah, because I thought I was doing good with my dirty talk and I wanted to shut it off. And plus, I would...
You were doing really good with it.
Yeah, and
I was like, who is this?
And I would definitely, like, regardless of what we were talking about, I would still have shown Adam. So I asked him the same thing, like, are you going to show your wife? And he's like, no, she'd lose her shit. And he was like, it's the actual fucking part in the dirty talk that would have made her uncomfortable.
And she found you.
Oh, okay. And later on, we go on to, I was like, tell them, like, listen, this is great what we did. It was awesome. But, like, you and your wife need to be on the same page, even if it's just, like, playful dirty talking. That will never actually happen. She needs to know that and be okay with this. Like, communication is huge in this, like, lifestyle. It is so important that you guys talk about everything. And
I mean, we've grown a lot closer just by talking to each other more.
And his reply was, like, he completely agreed, but he said it's not going to change because she felt intimidated by me.
And if she feels intimidated by you, like, that much, then he shouldn't even be talking to us.
Exactly. So, first of all, I've never had anyone be intimidated by me, because I'm, like, 5 foot nothing, and, like...
But you are a short little feisty Mexican.
Yeah, but everyone thinks I'm sweet and bubbly at work, so no one is intimidated by me, okay?
No one's intimidated by you, but your coworkers think you are what?
My coworkers think I'm a freak.
But they don't know
they don't anything. Know how... much of a freak I am.
And they think I'm not kinky at all. They're like, we can't see Adam as kinky.
Yeah, that's weird.
They know nothing.
Okay, so back to the story. I just still can't believe how anyone can find me intimidating. Anyways.
Back to the story, ma'am.
I know. It's just that throws me off. So we told him, like, sorry. We don't feel comfortable moving forward with this. Until both of you are, one, on the same page, and two, comfortable with this situation and all of this, that, like, what has transpired. I told him that this sounds a little bit like a jealousy issue, and he needs to talk to his wife
about this. You also said that it might be borderline cheating in your eyes. And in my eyes, I think it is.
Yeah, if I was his wife, I would think he would be cheating.
Like you completely. Would fucking, like, just take a flat iron to my head.
I would destroy you, sir. I know. And then probably never talk to you, and you'd be pissed.
And I'd also be calling, like, AARP or someone to, like, or our insurance company to try to get some new tires on my car.
Yeah. So his response to all of this was like, I agree. I'll talk to her and let both of you know if anything changes.
And then he still tried to converse with us. I'm like, no.
No, he didn't. Oh, like, he said a confusing. He's like, good, have a good night. I was like, sweet dreams. He was like, you too. And I guess he thought I was at work. And I was like, no. Like,
we have more.
Yeah.
I thought he was just trying to carry on the conversation.
No, he wasn't.
My apologies.
Yeah.
My apologies.
So, all in all, communication.
I feel like communication might also have played a factor in mine as well. Like,
yeah.
They needed to communicate that to us, mm-hmm. you know, instead of I feel like they should have communicated if it was already off the table when we met, mm-hmm. they should have told us right then and there when they brought up her having single play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And even here, like, me and you have learned to communicate, like, 10 times more than we ever have before, and mm-hmm. it's amazing. Like, we've grown so much closer. Like, we're doing some things now that year and a half ago we would have never dreamed of. Like, if you would have told me we would be doing what we did earlier tonight and yesterday, like, with your panty deal stuff, like, I would have never believed you.
Mm-hmm.
Never. She said, as she licks a lollipop.
I'm gonna lick.
All right, Lil Wayne.
Okay. All right. Update on the ghost.
On the ghost. Mr. Casper. That's what we're gonna call this mug. We're gonna call him Casper.
Okay. So what happened with Casper on Saturday night?
Casper.
On Saturday night, we're supposed to meet up with him at 7 for drinks at a mm-hmm. local bar.
And we texted him, like, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we confirmed.
Yeah.
And he's like, as of now, yes. Saturday morning, day of, I text him. No response.
Yeah.
And about maybe an hour till meetup time, I text mm-hmm. him again. No response. And so we didn't even show up to the bar.
Yeah. Because we already accepted it.
And as we found out, he also didn't show up. due to unforeseen circumstances, which I will let you lead the way, Miss
Yeah,
Nurse.
So we wake up this morning, kind of late in the afternoon.
No. You woke me up at like 3:30 this morning. Fucked the shit out of me. And then I roll over after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we clean up a little bit. And then I look on Kick and we have a picture of a wrecked car.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, interesting. Go back to sleep. Didn't think about it.
Well, I thought something of it and I was like, I bet this motherfucker just Googled the first image of a car and sent it to us. Like a wrecked car and sent it to us.
Okay. You have no faith in humanity, obviously.
I have no faith in people that have, like, kind of ghosted us a little bit before.
Whatever. Okay, so later on in the afternoon, we get this, like, paragraph message saying that he's sorry he didn't get in contact with us, but apparently he was in a car accident, and his car looked pretty fucked up, honestly. So he was admitted to the hospital, had a concussion, some bruised
rhubarbs. Barbaritos.
Bruised or broken ribs, things like that. He's been discharged. He is doing okay. He's great. And...
Well, all things considered.
Yeah, all things considered. He's alive, sir, okay?
Allegedly. He could be some, like, 50-year-old, like, Vladimir Putin, like, sitting in Russia mm-hmm. chatting all this shit to us.
And he said, that's very extreme. If we don't want to talk to him, that's fine. He understands. Something like that.
And I, you know, you kind of responded. You two had, like, small talk. Or whatever, and I messaged him, and I said, you know, because we had asked him to hang out several times, and he never responded to the invite, although he does have a pretty busy schedule between his two jobs, and I understand that, but it's like the first two times that we asked him, it was no response, and so I feel like that's borderline ghosting,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why my first thought when he sent us the car picture was, this motherfucker just Googled the first image of a car wreck and sent it to us. And so, but, you know, he struck a nerve with me when he said I had a concussion, because I've had 6, 7, or 8, maybe? Anyway, one of them was for, like, 9 months, and so, like, I really can sympathize with those that suffer from these types of brain injuries. And so, you know, I ended up saying, hey, look, you know, I really hate that happened to you. I wish it wouldn't have. But, you know, if you don't want to hang out with us due to your schedule, or if you just don't have the time to, just tell us. We won't be offended.
Yeah, just
and
be
he
upfront.
Basically made it seem like that wasn't the case. The accident just randomly happened, as of course accidents do. And, you know, I think we ended with me basically saying, you know, if you need a ride to the doctor's on Wednesday so you get medically cleared to get back to work on both of your jobs, let us know. I'm sure we can arrange something. And so, you know, so that's really the update. You know, it sucks that he had an accident like that, if it's really what happened.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, we still have yet to meet this dude.
Yeah.
Face to face.
True.
So.
I know. I'm one of those people that, like, believes people, you know? If they tell me something, I take it at face value.
Yeah, but you don't read everything that you believe on the, you don't believe everything that you read on the internet.
It's not the same thing. Like, if a person comes up to my face and tells me, hey, this happened to me, I believe them. Okay.
Yes, but we're chatting. We've only chatted with this guy through Kick.
Okay. I get your point,
and sorry. Maybe SLS. So that's on the intranet.
Intranet.
This is also the longest podcast we've ever done.
Oh, God. We're going to become one of those people that makes super long podcasts, which is totally fine if that's your thing, but that's not my thing. I have a short attention span.
Because you're 5 foot and nothing.
Yeah.
All you need to really get Kelly's attention is a laser. And then she follows it around like a cat. Her spirit animal is a cat. That's a lie. It's definitely a mix between like a dog and a cat. Like, you love, like, a dog, you know, like, really cute and sweet and innocent looking, but you also, like, pray like a cat.
Cats pray?
I don't mean, like, to Jesus, like, in a religious way. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, pray. Okay, yeah. Yes, I get it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, tweet us what you think.
About any of these situations.
Yes. We would love your input.
Please just fucking tweet us. Someone.
Adam's the one who's constantly on Twitter looking.
Yeah,
to
but
see
we both like want feedback for this shit, because like I think we've only had like one person. You know what? Give me your phone. I'm gonna shout this person out because they fucking deserve it. Unlock your shitty iPhone, please.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a Google like fanboy and snob. So we're gonna give a shout out to Cuck2G on Twitter because they were the only ones. So far, outside of the podcaster community, to give us any sort of feedback. And they're also fellow Seahawks fans. So, go Hawks. And follow them on Twitter. Check them out. So, yes. And then, oh, give me your phone one more time.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do one more quick shout-out to... to M... Cajuns, Miss Swinging Cajuns, and also to M and Kit Kat, and also Kitten and Karen on Twitter, and SC Hot Wife, because, oh, also Domestic Cum Slut and Chris and Karen at Swinging Along, for all their advice in the past, as well as feedback. Well, really only... Cuck2G was the only one that gave us feedback on that podcasting stuff. So, the rest of it was just swinging advice. So, thank you to all of you guys, as well as shout out to the Priory Society, because their podcast is very, very informational as well. So, thank you to all of you. You know who you is. And please, 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 guys, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think.
He just really wants to know what you think, okay?
Woman,
obviously.
Woman, woman, what did you say last podcast? That you really like what?
Face.
Feedback. And you said feedback.
Okay, all right. You don't have to, but we really appreciate it.
Yes, and follow us on Twitter, TNR Podcasts. That's all of our social media. Thank you, guys, and have a great rest of your whatever. Day, night, morning, afternoon, good evening, and good night.